Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm excited about having Ben McConnell back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben is, along with Jackie Huba, are the founders of Wabash & Lake, which is a marketing consulting firm which helps companies all over the globe create evangelists out of their customers. What a great idea. And he has shared some of his wisdom with us in the past, and we're glad to have him back. He's the author, along with Jackie, of an outstanding book I'm holding in my hand. It has one of the neatest covers you've ever seen, and it's called Creating Customer Evangelists. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Good to have you back, as always. And I like talking to you about this idea of customer evangelists, because as we've talked about in the past, Ben, the small business owners have to try to leverage whatever they can leverage. And because we just can't do it all by ourselves. We don't have enough money or time to get everything we need one little step at a time. So we have to use leverage. We have to try to turn a lever and try to make three things happen at once. And one of the things that you've helped us to understand in the past, Ben, is how to do that with our customers. And that's what a customer evangelist does. We make one person happy, so happy they can't stand it, and they tell three people. That's basically the essence of it, isn't it?
For a small business, word-of-mouth marketing is the most important fundamental aspect of getting people to know who you are and what you do. So, yes, it's absolutely important to turn your customers into your volunteer sales force.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What do you got for us? Now, we've talked about this topic in the past, and it's always an important thing to discuss. But as we head off into the new year, as we wrap up 2003 and embark on this on what I believe is going to be a good year, I really believe I got some serious good feelings about 2004. I don't know about you, Ben. I think you probably do, too. What are some things that you could give us to kind of get us started on the right direction for 2004 with our customers?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Jim. I have prepared a top 10 resolutions, customer evangelism resolutions for 2004.
We love top 10s here.
Top 10s. So we could, why don't we start with number 10?
That's good.
Top 10 resolutions for creating customer evangelists. So number 10 would be to resolve to gather more customer feedback. So the way that you could do that, call at least one customer every week and just talk to them. How are we doing? What do you like about us? What do you love about us? And what can we do better? So if you're sitting down right now at your computer, just put it on your calendar.
You know, some people, Ben, actually are afraid to do that because they are so – it's the weirdest thing. They are so proud of what they've created. They love what they've done. And they're so afraid that if they ask somebody what they think about it, that they might actually tell them.
Fear is a big driver for not doing things.
It is.
But, of course, when we're in business, we absolutely have to know what our customers think and are thinking at all times. Because if we don't ask them, then it could be like a cancer that's working silently behind the scenes and, you know, could cause all sorts of more damage down the road that we're not aware of.
I was online recently trying to buy something, and I was ready to check out, and there was a button there to add the item on the page if I wanted to do that and then go to checkout, but the button that says simply go to checkout without buying anything else was not easy to find. It was hard to find. And all they had to do was ask a customer, where should this button be?
Talking to customers is the fundamental aspect to understanding how well we are doing as business people and how well we aren't doing and what needs to be improved, which is probably one of the biggest drivers to customer evangelism happening, is that you as a business person actually listened to a customer complaint or a suggestion and did something about it.
And, you know, I like what you indicated a minute ago about once a week, I think you said. You know, I admit, Ben, and folks, I'll be honest and say that it can be a little painful. But you know what? What if we just did it, like Ben said, just once a week, just go grab a customer, especially somebody we don't know, and say, hey, how do you like our color scheme here? When you parked the car, how was our parking lot? Or did you, as they're leaving the building, you know, catch them on the way out and say, hey, I own this company, and I'd like to know if we took care of what you needed today. Just maybe once a week. That'd be 52 a year, wouldn't it, Ben? That'd be pretty cool. 20 what? Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Ben McConnell. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And this week's feature article is about the resolutions. I've recommended a bunch of 2004 small business resolutions for you to take a look at. And, you know, from the comments that have been coming back, it must be a hit because a lot of you have written back to say how much they meant to you, and I really appreciate that. So, folks, if you subscribe this week, you still have time to get a copy of that by email. Ben McConnell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-author of a book called Creating Customer Evangelists. Ben, tell us where the book's available.
The book's available in Barnes & Noble stores around the country, as well as my favorite store in the world, Amazon.com.
All right, what about your website?
Website is creatingcustomerevangelist.com, just like the name of the book.
Can they find out more about the book there?
They can find out more about the book, about my co-author, Jackie Huba, and one thing that we've been doing lately for the last several months and have had tremendous response with is a daily blog, a web blog.
Yeah, and that's where you post little ideas and tips and things like that?
Yeah, it's basically kind of an online discussion forum, but in the form of a weblog. And if you're not familiar with a weblog, it's basically a super simple, easy way for you as a business person to post kind of ideas and thoughts about what's going on with your business for the rest of the world to see.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
I was going to say that it's also resolution, customer evangelism resolution number 9 is to resolve to launch a blog, a weblog, about issues affecting your customers.
Now, we talked about weblogs about a month or so ago. One of our top online experts, Wally Bach, joined us one day and gave us some the lowdown on blogs. But now that's an interesting. So number 9 is to create our own blog. Now, how do we get the buzz going with a blog with our customers?
Well, if you go to a site called typepad.com, and there's also another blog, a free blogging service called blogger.com, you can go and you can create your own weblog, and it's very easy. You don't need any software. It's all just done through your web browser. And you just create a name for your blog, and it starts publishing on a website. Then they have some other tools that you can upgrade and make it faster and easier.
And so they actually introduce you to a community of people that would come there and...
Actually, you can just do it all through your own computer, live through their site.
Right.
But
people find you through their site?
That's right. People find you through their site because it's posted onto other sites right away as soon as you start writing.
So you not only get their technology, you get their communities.
You have a way for people to start finding what you're writing about very quickly and efficiently. Your own website, basically.
Right. Very interesting. All right. That's a good one. That's number 9.
Number 9, and the number one aspect of writing a weblog is to be personal. Now, be yourself, be topical. Don't make it sound like you're, you know, writing for a Fortune 500 company.
Textbook or something.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, say what's on your mind and say it in a positive way, but go out there and really try to be interesting and maybe even be a little bit provocative. That's what will really get people reading your weblog.
But you know what I'd like to recommend? I'm going to throw a little bit of a personal observation in here. Try to avoid using the personal pronoun, the I word, it's too many times. Try to, or if you write something down before you key it in, before you submit it, go back through and see how many times. I mean, you know, that's one thing that I see, Ben, people who start out to try to write, and they write all in the first person. That's okay, but it's like every sixth word is I. And I think, you know, try to go back. That's one way to learn how to write a little bit better, I think, for people, is if they'll go back and figure out how to say that another way without having to use I every other sentence.
Mm-hmm. Which is an excellent point, too, for resolution number 8. And that is to resolve in 2004 to be more authentic and personal in your email communications. Mm-hmm. So the way that you could think about that is that you could tell customers how you feel about them being a customer. You know, what it means to you to have them as a customer, them personally, not as a group of customers, but them mm-hmm. personally. And the way that you could do that is just to remember maybe a personal detail of an interaction that you had with them recently, or something about their kids or their
right.
family.
How are the kids? Or tell Joan hi, or something like that as you're signing off, or whatever.
Right. Because in the small business world, people are loyal to people, not to brands, mm-hmm. not to companies. They're loyal to people. And that is what really spreads the word of mouth and the customer evangelism. That's what builds the loyalty, is that they feel good about you as a person, as the owner of a company or as the operator of an organization.
And here's what it might sound like. Hey, Jim, I need some tires. Who do you get your tires from? And I would say, oh, yeah, you need to talk to go over to Smith Tires. John's the owner over there. He's a friend of mine. He'll take care of you. Tell him I sent you.
And that's really important in email communications, where you don't have that opportunity to have that, you know, that voice interaction or that in-person interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in the business letters or it could be in email communication.
Right. All right, what's number 7?
Be more personal. Number 7, resolve to be, or to, I'm sorry, to offer at least one case study about your company's successful marketing effort or program to your industry. One of your industry's trade magazines.
Hmm. So submit one of your ideas, and you know, folks, be careful with this because they might just accept your offer. you never know. I mean, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who submitted what have done just exactly what Ben said, and lo and behold, they got published. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Ben McConnell. He's the author of Creating Customer Evangelists. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ben McConnell, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Creating Customer Evangelists. And put a .com on the end of that, is that right?
That's right, Jim.
CreatingCustomerEvangelists.com is their website. And if you'd like to, when you go there, they can find out more about what you and Jackie do to help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, can't they?
That's right. We offer workshops and training sessions to help organizations and people really understand the fundamentals and the deep understanding, if you will, of creating customer evangelists.
Let's whip through some of these other topics. The top 10 ways to create customer evangelists. What's number 6?
Number 6 would be to resolve to conduct one less focus group. 2004.
One less focus group, huh?
One not one more, one less. If your organization does that, take that money that you would spend on a focus group and instead hire an outside firm or an organization to interview your best customers and interview them why they love your company and what you must improve upon. If we go back to what we were saying earlier, like, you know, resolve to talk to at least one of your customers every week, mm-hmm. this way you get, you know, an outside organization can do almost kind of like a journalistic understanding or story about how well your company does and why people love it.
All right. What about number 5?
Number 5 would be to resolve in 2004 that you will speak at least to at least three groups and associations about industry issues. Not about your company so much, but about what's going on in your industry.
You are an expert in your industry, whether you admit it or believe it or not. You are an expert. And now it's just a matter of getting you in front of somebody to let them know. And believe it or not, there are people interested in what you have to say about your industry.
That's right. You understand all the issues, either about regulation or about customer types or customer behaviors, and how your organization has dealt with those issues. And people want to hear that. And that positions you as an expert, and also then may cause you to get some new customers as well.
Right. Number four.
Number four would be to resolve to subdivide at least one product or service into bite-sized chunks that are inexpensive, easy, or even fun.
Hmm.
Don't let the engineering group change your mind about this.
All right. Number three.
Number three would be to resolve to invite your most enthusiastic customers into a program that rewards them for their loyalty or word of mouth. And it's not about rewards of cash or points, but it's about access. Access to you or to the people running your organization, or access, which some customers really love, access to other customers into kind of a community.
You know, if I could tell somebody one thing about dealing with about growing your business, I would say build communities. Build communities. That's, to me, that's one of the most important things we can do. It's what you talk about. This is the essence of your message, I think. And we have to realize that each one of us is the nexus of a number of communities, and therefore, because we are the nexus, all those communities overlap a little bit.
And those communities talk to other communities as well.
Right.
People in those communities, you know, spread the word about what you're doing and what other people are doing, and how those relationships build upon one another.
It's the reason why you're only 6 degrees of separation from anybody else in the world. All right, number three.
Actually, I think we're down to number one.
Oh, we are? Okay. All right.
Maybe our math computers have missed the infrared connection.
Well, it's one of the ways we keep things exciting around here. We never let them know. I never want my audience to know exactly where we are at any particular time. Okay, number one.
Number one resolution. And that is to resolve to create at least one new product or service that will change the lives of customers.
Say that again.
Resolve 2004 to create a new product or service that will somehow change the lives of your customers for the better, obviously.
Wow. If
you change somebody's life, you've created an evangelist for life.
And you know what? Couldn't it possibly be something you already have that you just deliver in an innovative new way?
It could absolutely be that.
Yeah.
And it could all be just, it's like riding a bicycle. You make small adjustments that help you get to your destination faster or more safely or more efficiently.
Well said, Ben. I'm going to have to let that be the last word because we're coming up on the end of our visit. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year, and we appreciate your message today.
Jim, it's always great to be here.
Ben McConnell, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Creating Customer Evangelists. Check that out wherever books are sold, and don't forget to put a .com on the end and check out his website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, who are always continuing to seek excellence. I know you are. I am too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.